Welcome to Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Norris. Irish Fest is underway at the festival grounds along the lakefront in Milwaukee. The festival runs through Sunday, and it's the largest festival of its kind in North America. The showcase this year is music from Nova Scotia, which has a lot in common with its Scottish and Irish roots. But there are other Celtic music traditions that will be represented on stage this year, and some may surprise you. Carlos Nunez is a world-renowned piper and flutist from Spain. Galicia is the most northwestern part of the country, and 2,500 years ago, some of the tribes that became the modern Irish came from there. Today, those common influences show up in the music of both cultures. Nunez, his guitarist Pancho Alvarez, percussionist and brother Giorgio Nunez, and Canadian fiddler John Polatsky join me in the studio now. We're hearing the Galician set. Carlos Nunez and the rest of the band, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much, Bonnie.
Such a pleasure. And this is the first time you have been here for Irish Fest, is that correct?
Yes, first time ever. We are delighted. You know, we have been in Milwaukee years ago with my masters, the Chieftains. But it's the first time in the Irish festival. And I heard lovely things about the festival. This Milwaukee festival is the biggest festival in the country, Celtic festival, no?
So it is.
It will be something amazing.
And I think a lot of people here might not realize that Galicia, which is where you are from, is one of the seven Celtic nations.
Yes, Galicia is probably the unknown Celtic country. And it's unknown because it's part of Spain. And Spain, since centuries ago, it was so much concentrated in the image of the Mediterranean. So even Franco, the dictator Franco, he didn't want too much Galician music or Galicia. It was very centralized, everything in flamenco. Spain is flamenco and bulls and all that. But Galicia, it has amazing stories with Ireland, with Scotland. The Irish legends says that the Irish people, Scottish people, came from the old Galicians and, Atlantic stories.
Well, and the music is so connected.
Absolutely. Galician music is, I will say, Celtic music, that it has one foot in Latin America. You know, the same way Irish and Scottish people went to North America, to Canada, to the United States, Galician people, Spanish people, went to Latin America, and they brought the pipes, the gaita, our national instrument.
And the gaita, which we have a picture of, you're not playing today, but you'll be playing at the festival.
Yes.
Beautiful sound. And it's a bagpipe, I think, that, again, a lot of people only think of the Highland bagpipes, the Scottish pipes.
Because the cinema, yeah. Of course. But Galician pipes, it has more than 1,000 years of tradition. The tradition still alive. And the Scottish people, you know, the big maestros of Highland pipes, they say that Scottish pipes comes from the old gaitas, from the old Galician pipes. So it used to be an Atlantic corridor, So influences of bagpipes, when you hear the old Scottish pipes, then you realize that they were so close to Galician pipes. I love to say Galician pipes are in the middle of Irish and Scottish. Irish pipes are the water, Ilian pipes. Scottish are the fire, and Galician pipes are the earth.
That's a great way to think about it, because in terms of sound, they are very much in the middle between those two extremes.
It's true. Gaita, Galician pipes, is still a very medieval instrument. In fact, I think the gaita, the Galician pipes, it was in the Middle Ages a sort of electric guitar. When I come to the United States, people say, oh, Carlos, he's like the Jimi Hendrix of the pipes. Why? Maybe because the pipes has this kind of electric guitar feeling, you know, a natural kind of compression, distortion that it comes from the instrument. So it makes people very happy. It has a lot of energy.
It does. And this quartet has a lot of energy. This is actually a small group for you, isn't it? Because usually you have big productions.
Well, you know, Bonnie, sometimes we play with symphonic orchestras or with big bands. Sometimes we invite Brazilian percussionist pipe bands. For this festival, for the Milwaukee Festival, we invite a whole pipe band, groups of dancers from Ireland, from Scotland. Maybe they will join together for the first time. It will be fantastic. And of course, we have a very special guests. Like, for example, John Pilaski. Hello, John.
Hi there.
Hi, John. And you are Canadian, right?
I'm definitely the odd man out here in the group. But it's such a pleasure. I've known the guys a long, long time. And it's finally such a pleasure to be able to join them on this tour.
Have you played before, or is this the first formal time that you've done this?
This is my first real kind of, I'm part of the band. I have met Carlos and Pancho and Shorsho many times with the Chieftains. So we already know each other and know what jokes to tell to each other and our personalities. But it is finally such a great honor to be able to share in their music in the quartet here.
And again, it's that fusion of all these different Celtic styles, because Canada has a huge, huge, the Acadian, there's, you know, of course, the Scottish and the Irish influences as well. And I know you do the step.
Yes. Yeah. There's a little bit of that in the show, too. So, you know, they're definitely putting me to work. I've really enjoyed coming into the Carlos Nunez band here and hearing all the different influences that come into their music. And relating that to Canada, and it's, you know, music is, it's the same everywhere you go. It's such a beautiful thing where people come together and share they bring their own heritage into it, and this is just like that in a different flavor.
And Pancho, you have the most beautiful guitar.
Oh, yeah.
We'll take a picture of it and put it on the website, but it's a 10-string, small guitar. Is that traditional Galician?
No, yet not this moment, but it's a guitar from the troubadours, the medieval time. And this guitar went from Portugal to Brazil and come back in my hands to Galicia, maybe for introducing the Celtic music.
It is a beautiful, beautiful sound.
Oh, yes. But Pancho, he's very shy, and he didn't tell you that the north of Portugal in the Middle Ages, in the past, it was Galicia. So, there is a very strong connection, the north of Portugal with Galicia. So this is why he plays this guitar. We can say that today in his hands is a Galician guitar, it's Portuguese and it's Brazilian.
The time was the same country.
And Giorgio, you are the percussionist and you sing. And big brother?
Big brother, Carlo, yeah. Big brother.
So you're with your brother.
Yes. I'm so glad to be in the band for many years playing percussions. And in that occasion, playing with John and Pancho. We know Pancho since many years as well. And I'm always in the back playing drums. So what I can say that we are happy to be here in America and glad to make inter-Celtic music for all the Americans.
That's a good word, inter-Celtic.
Yes.
I like it.
You know, we have the feeling in this tour, we are playing all over a bit, and we have the feeling something is coming. The U.S. is the country of pipe bands. U.S. is the country of every Irish people that emigrate here, Scots, Galicians, Latin American people, African people. And the Celtic music of the future, we are really convinced that it has a lot to be with the inter-Celtic idea, no? Always music is mixing. And when you see Irish music in the 20s, it was not the same as today. Because in America, you put together with, as Paddy Maloney from the Chieftains said, the Irish did together with the Africans. So that gave a sort of groove, rhythm, no? Very interesting. So we feel that people in the U.S., when we play, they feel something fresh, new, and this coming really from the music. It's a fusion that it happened in the last centuries, no? And we love that.
I do, too. And there are so many bands that are doing that kind of thing. I think of Afro-Celt Sound System. You're doing it. Other people are doing it, mixing the Breton and the Galician and the Scottish and the African and the Arabic. And all of these wonderful traditions all coming together into something new.
You know, Bonnie, when Ireland, when the Chieftains help us to develop Galician music and to say, okay, you are come from Spain, but you are not just flamenco, you have Celtic music. Okay, Ireland help us to discover that. Now, I think we have to help, for example, Latin America, because Latin America is full of Celtic music that anyone knows. All of us, we think, okay, Argentina, tango, Cuba, cha-cha-cha, Mexico, mariachi. But all Latin America is full of Celtic rhythms, Celtic melodies that arrive with the pipes, with the gaita. And we have to help all these young musicians that are there with their own traditions and put together, because Celtic music is a whole world of connections. And I really think that's the Celtic music of the future.
And you're here in a festival that celebrates that.
Yes.
We're going to hear a tune right now, an Andro. Can you tell me what that is?
Yes, Andro is a Breton melody from Brittany, the Celtic country in France. And you know, Brittany, it has this inter-Celtic feeling. So the Andro for us every night is a sort of symbol. Everyone comes on stage, they take pinky to pinky hands, and it's a sort of a magical moment, people dancing around. Every night we play this, and it's beautiful, the Breton Andro.
was Carlos Nunez and his band with Andro here in the Lake Effect studio. Gentlemen, I want to thank you so much for coming in and playing for us, for introducing people to your music who might not have heard you before.
Oh, thank you so much, Bonnie. Thank you very much. Good luck with this program. Celtic music, traditional music is so important. In these days of technology, of everything is connected, we may have our roots in the roots. That's so important.
Thank you so much. We're hearing Carlos Nunez, Pancho Alvarez, Giorgio Nunez, and John Polotsky perform Cotton Eye Joe, all in Lake Effect's performance studio. The quartet performs all weekend during Irish Fest. There's a link to their schedule from wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Coming up next, our Irish Fest edition continues with the music of the Sligo group, the JP Trio with Niamh Farrell. Lake Effect continues right after this on Milwaukee Public Radio.
Cotton Eye Joe, where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from?